Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
During every legislative session, there are key days that we all look forward to, and today happens to be one of those days. Numerically, it's the 62nd day of a 90-day session, and that means it's the last day to introduce bills that tax or spend money, or create referenda to be placed on an upcoming ballot. In short, it's the last day to introduce any bills of substance. Up until now, our team has been scouring the lists of newly introduced bills, looking for those that would positively or negatively affect our agenda. It's like sitting on pins and needles for 3 months. Really bad bills can be hidden behind innocuous bill titles, and it's our job to root them out. After today, the table is set. All of the bills that will be introduced have been introduced, and the chances of a really bad bill appearing out of nowhere drops dramatically. That's not to say that it can't happen, but it becomes much more difficult, and as a result, we can all breathe a collective sigh of relief. As an example, it appears this will be the first session in 12 years that the left will not try to regulate Christian adolescent youth treatment facilities. For some reason, every session since 2009, they've introduced a bill that would place these types of facilities under state control, even if they accept no state funding. And every session since 2009, we've had to ramp up our forces and fight the bill. This session, just as it always has been, a bill title was drafted, but for some reason was placed on hold before the bill was actually introduced. The bill's sponsor promised to let us know if she decided to move the bill, and so far, that call never came. Now, with just 10 hours to go, it appears that the bill is dead. And it's not just that bill. There are others as well. In all, 4,636 bill titles were reserved, and as of today, 1,615 have actually been introduced. That means that over 3,000 potential bills will die at the close of business today. So what does that mean for our team? First of all, it decreases our workload. We no longer have to monitor those 3,000 titles. They are officially off the table. It also means it's easier for us to devote resources to those bills still in play. At this point in the session, we've killed all of the bad bills, and we're better able to focus on getting the good ones to the governor's desk. Unfortunately, everything that's true for us is true for our opponents as well. They also now have a clear view of the battlefield, and they're able to focus their energies on killing our good bills. And I must say, they're tenacious. No matter how many times they lose, they never give up. They keep coming back, and our side could take a lesson. With the introduction deadline behind us, the next big deadline is the transmittal deadline for revenue and spending bills. Just like the transmittal deadline for general bills that we've talked about in the past, the transmittal deadline for revenue and spending bills means that all bills that began in one house have to have been voted on and passed to the opposite house, or they automatically die. That deadline is a week from today, and will mark the next big die-off of bills. At that point, the battlefield becomes very clear, and we begin the final push toward adjournment sometime around April 29th. So stay with us. Things are about to get a little Western. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.